When I visited the Kelly plant, I met Eddie Bartholomew, who manufactures varnishes by melting this synthetic resin in huge vats over a very hot blaze. Eddie is also here with me in the studio. Eddie, how long have you been with the Kelly Company?
12 years.
Now will you tell us just a bit more about your job?
While listening to Cease Weston's discussion, it's evident that color or pigments play an important part in ink structure. It's true that color is what we actually see on a printed surface, whether it's soap carton, newspaper, display sign, or a magazine cover. To spread or carry the color over the surface of the paper, the ink must contain a varnish. Because it helps carry the color, varnish is also known as a vehicle. My job with Kelly Ink is to process these varnishes or vehicles. The manufacture of varnish consists of incorporating synthetic resins into drying oils and other chemical liquids. This is done by heating the ingredients in large kettles over a gas burner. These burners are capable of bringing 2,000 pounds of varnish to a temperature of 350 degrees in 90 minutes. Each varnish has its own rate of heating and time at which it is held at maximum temperatures. Exact control is maintained by recording the heating cycles on automatic time temperature charts.
Eddie, they tell me you have an interesting sideline. Want to give it a little plug on the air?
My sideline consists of the design and manufacture of appliances for use by handicapped and bedfast people. My pride and joy, Dr. Dunbar, is a sewing machine table which permits a machine to be operated while lying in bed. Many of these tables are in use in our Michigan TB Sanatoria.
Good luck, and to you, Eddie. That's certainly very interesting.